Turning our attention now to the ASX, here's Matt Burney and Bulls and Bears with the latest public company views and interviews.
Welcome to Bulls and Bears, brought to you today by gas developer Empire Energy, ASX code EEG. I'm Matt Burney and I'm joined now by the Managing Director of Empire Energy, Alex Underwood. Hi, Alex.
G'day, Matt. Good to talk.
Okay, so there's a revelation going on in the Australian gas industry right now that the Beetaloo Basin, which takes up vast tracts of land onshore in the Northern Territory, may contain almost biblical-scale gas deposits that can rival the largest, most revered projects in the country. The ASX-listed company at the tip of that spear in the Beetaloo is Empire Energy, who is right on the cusp of pressing the button on a decision to be the first to produce gas from the basin. Okay, Alex, let's talk about the Beetaloo first. How much ground does the entire Beetaloo Basin cover? How many TCF of gas is thought to be there? And I guess for some kind of context, how many TCF of gas would be in, say, WA's northwest shelf?
Yeah, so the Beetaloo Basin covers about 350 kilometres from east to west. It contains over 500 trillion cubic feet of gas. And to put this into perspective, the Northwest Shelf Venture, one of the largest resource projects in Australian history, has produced about 18 trillion cubic feet of gas, with about 6 trillion to go.
How much ground have you got in the Beetaloo, and how many TCF of gas does Empire already have?
So we own over 1 million acres of land in our position, and we've got about 47 trillion cubic feet of prospective resource, so nearly double the size of the Northwest Shelf.
Amazing. So, look, you've already drilled and stimulated 2 horizontal wells in the Beetaloo. I just want to try and get some perspective around them. How much did they cost to drill, and can you give me an idea of how they flowed during testing, and how could we equate that into dollars somehow?
Yeah, so these first couple of wells cost about $25 million each. We expect to bring that cost down by about half in larger scale development scenarios. They've flowed at commercial flow rates, and we believe that in development scenarios, we'll be able to produce about 8 BCF of gas per well, which at a notional $10 a gigajoule could be around $80 million of revenue per well.
How long would it take you to pay them back?
Well, so they have a very quick payback. We're looking at around 2 years to get that capital back.
And what would it cost you to set a plant up to get those first 2 wells flowing gas commercially, and how long would that take?
Well, we were very fortunate late last year to acquire a plant from AGL for only $2.5 million. In perspective, to build a new one would be about $100 million. And if we push the button on this final investment decision in the next few months, we'll be installing that plant in the field later this year so that we can hook into sales.
How would you get the gas to market?
Well, there's a pipeline that runs right through our tenement that is actually only a couple of kilometres from our well site. It's owned by the NT government, and they'll be putting in the connection in the next couple of months so we can get straight into sales.
Alex Underwood from Empire Energy, thanks for joining me on Bulls and Bears. And remember, we're only here to give you information, not advice, which you should, of course, seek independently. I'm Matt Burney, and this is Bulls and Bears.
For more public company interviews, go to the Money page on the 6PR, 2GB, 3AW and 4BC websites and click the Public Companies tab.